All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, buddies, it's the Friday edition of Barn Burner here on the YouTubes and in your ear holes, wherever you choose to listen today. Welcome to the Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler, they sell Dodge, they sell Jeep, they sell Ram, they sell Chrysler. Maybe you want, do you want a minivan? Do you want a four-wheel drive? Do you want a big, strong, reliable sport utility vehicle? Do you want a Jeep that you can take the top off of and bomb around and have a great summer in? Reliability and fun. That's all they offer at Tower Chrysler.
The Hellcat thing? What was that? I want one of those.
The Hellcat.
Handle the Hellcat.
Stir your drink. Yeah, it'll stir your drink. Then there's the Demon. It's a lot of horsepower. A lot of horsepower. Yeah.
Just talk to Serge. He'll straighten you out on the Hellcat.
He will. Stuff. Yeah. He won't eat sugar, but he'll sell you one hell of a vehicle over at Tower Chrysler. He can tell you. Let me see if I got the latest update.
State Club?
He's trying to put my concerns at ease. He's like, don't worry. Even though I am off the, I'm down, I don't want to brag for Serge, but he's down, so let's just say he's down a few LBs. 18.
Holy, 18.
I need to enjoy this because he's off the sugar and he's off, apparently, the red meat.
He claims to be off the sugar.
Claims.
Debatable.
Yeah. He says Steak Club. Now, Steak Club, every once a week, everyone that they have their, it's an elite group. You talk about VIPs, it doesn't even do it justice. There's an elite group in the Steak Club with Tower Chrysler. And every week they try a steak sandwich from a different location in the city. And this is one of those things we had talked about. Where do you find, I feel like especially Alberta, steak sandwich. We talk about sandwiches. We need to find the best steak sandwich. Well, they've been on this. They beat us to the punch on it.
Yep.
Steak Club will be back. It's just on a little break right now. I need to enjoy this a little longer before I go on a full relapse.
Oh, so he's planning a relapse. That's great
to
hear.
It's a meat cleanse, I guess, or the opposite of a meat cleanse. I don't know how that works. Whatever works for you. I would think summer's got to be the hardest time, wouldn't it be?
Barbecue season. Yeah.
If this guy waits too long, I'm starting to stake a club of my own. Let's go, Serge. Come on, baby.
Just jump the queue. It's a brilliant idea, and I do like it. And as we saw yesterday in our Warner weekend forecast, the forecast calls for meat.
Yeah,
this
it does.
Weekend.
Yeah, there's a very high precipitation of meat.
And now that now that you speak of it, if I was to make a steak sandwich, I'd go with a filet, slice it up onto some garlic toast with a layer of boursin cheese.
Oh, the puck.
Underneath.
My kid says to me, like he's like this is some sort of a revelation. He's like, I had a buddy of mine made a steak. We were at his place. We were having a barbecue. And he put like garlic butter on top of the steak. Like, oh, my God, it was so good. It's like, go out once in a while, have a steak at a restaurant. I guess it's just a young punk.
Dean
kid,
telling people to go out. This is fucking awesome.
Go to a restaurant and have a good steak, you clown. It'll be where are we on the blue cheese? You like the blue cheese on top of the steak?
Yep, I do. I like blue cheese. So
it's a little scary, but in the right spot, right?
Here's the question I have, and it's to do with a lot of the toppings. If you've got a quality cut of meat, you don't need salt and pepper. If you don't need no blue cheese. I think the blue cheese and everything else is used to, you know, maybe a lesser cut or a lesser cut.
No disrespect to people who enjoy it, but my buddy Beef, we would go out to a, doesn't matter, run of the mill, average or high end steak place. He's going to ask the wait staff for HP sauce. And it's atrocious. And I've told him, if you need HP sauce for your steak, if what you're eating, you need HP sauce, what you should do is just take the steak and throw it on the floor and give it to the dog because it's shit. If you need to be putting HP on it to enjoy it, you shouldn't be eating it.
Okay, so if that's the case, you must be even more outraged at ketchup because to be fair,
well,
I agree with the HP, but ketchup's even worse, is it not?
Here's the story. That guy, Scott, that Tinkler guy from Florida.
Yeah, Tinkleberries.
The trainer, when we were, he was drinking, we're at Peter Luger's steak joint, famous steakhouse in New York City. Ketchup, please.
And you know they have it, and it's like you go back to the kitchen, and the staff are like, "We got another one of these assholes.
Appalled.
Needs ketchup. Appalled. What are they doing?"
That's
but
what
all
you
the
need.
Time.
Yeah, you need like the soup Nazi, all right, who would just say no steak for you and tell
them
to get out. Get out.
Yeah. That's
get
right.
out. Are you on your deck? Where are you?
Who? Me? No, Ryan's in the studio.
Yeah, I see
I'm in
that.
Studio. I just got it's Friday, Dean.
Oh, I see.
I'm very proud. This was a Lilac Festival purchase, $26. I don't know That's who the creep wearing it before was, but this is a deal.
Wow. And Retro, I see you're also wearing some bright colors today.
Support the cause, Dean.
Yeah.
It's quite a chest you've got, Rhett.
It really is.
It's a bountiful rack.
Yeah, it's quite a rack. Yeah.
What a bosom.
Yeah, a buddy of mine back in Winnipeg, he also had a barrel chest, and he was Mr. UP Purbody. That was his his official name. Mr. UP Purbody, here for business. So we'll get through it. You got a plane to catch. We got a weekend to get into. We have a few things to obviously talk about. It's UFC weekend.
Yeah.
I saw, did anybody see the, our buddy Mike Malott was on the mic yesterday representing Canada.
Is he still charming as ever? Jeez, aw, shucks, Canadian.
Yeah.
He was apologizing for beating people up and stuff.
He was had a little more lead in his pencil at the
good
thing. He was like, let's go. This is our event. It's not for everybody else. It's for Canadians. Let's go.
The whole bunch of people in front of me at the security line off to Vancouver for the UFC event.
Really?
Well, we may as well tell you about it while we're talking about it.
Sure.
Hey Jack.
Now that you've whetted our appetite, Retro.
UFC 289. Buffers, you know what?
Yeah.
Because it's his brother, right? Is it brother, his cousin that was Michael
Buffer? Michael was
the
original Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Yeah. And this is Bruce, and he's been the UFC guy. He really was riding brother's coattails, but
I know.
Turned into a hell of a racket.
And now Michael, it's like, you've got a catchphrase, that's it? The other Bruce is unbelievable. I love some of the, because you'll see some of the they have like a best of Bruce Buffer or whatever. Really? Where he's like right in their face. From Washington, he is the defending Henry. He's like shouting right in their face. And they're like, yeah, come on, bring it. Come on, yeah, let's go. Yeah,
that's me. Uh-huh.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Anyway, UFC 289 in Vancouver. Nunes versus Aldana. Oliveira versus Beneil Dariush. There's a couple, I think... There's a lot of questions about Charles Oliveira. Longtime champ, lost the belt, lost again. Lost the belt because he didn't make weight and then got his ass beat.
It's the scales, Dean. It was the scales.
Yeah, those Arizonans fucking around. Joe Rogan has a little take on it. He's like, you can't trust these people. You get so now Rogan was saying they literally have 24-hour security watching the scales.
Really?
Because, I don't know. Listen, I'm way beyond this, but Rogan was saying it's something about some of the European fighters and how they're in what is it, stone, right? However, they're...
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's the different measurements of weight. Yeah, sure. So they adjust the scale, and then when they put it back, was it a half pound off? Did Oliveira get screwed on it? Man. Anyway, so now it's like, listen, we're in America, we're in Canada, it's pounds... This is how we do it. Get over it. So they have people that literally 24 hours a day apparently watch the scales. Anyway, I'm not worried about that in Vancouver. I'm sure Dana White's got everything.
I think Vancouver's known for great scales. Not a concern. Yep. And I do have some background on Bruce. Apparently Michael's his half-brother. Oh. In 1989, they were introduced when their birth father contacted Michael after seeing him on TV. So Michael is the first announcer, gets famous, and then it's like, hey, I'm your dad. Come meet your half-brother in the mid-90s. And then Bruce managed Michael in 1990, and they started Buffer Partnerships together. Yeah.
Michael Buffer was – we had him in the first Panthers run.
Really?
At all the games.
The Cats are – the Rats have been back. Have you – does that – you like that, or does it feel like it's cheesy? Love it. Okay, good.
Almost didn't see them. A number of Canadians on this UFC card. Mike Malotte is from the Contender Series, got himself the contract, taking on Adam Fugit out of Eugene, Oregon. Let's go, Mike. Beat his ass.
Come on, Mike.
And six Canadians have been added to this card, which will take place in Vancouver tomorrow night, June 10th, Saturday. It is available on pay-per-view.
Could you say Vancouver like Bruce Buffer would? I'd really
six
like that.
And oh, Canada.
Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver.
Six and oh, Canada. Like
the
we're going to be
reigning.
Six and
oh, defending. He's great. And he's better. And you know what? His brother, that Michael, people won't know this, but coming from the broadcast world that we used to live in,
yeah.
If you, he's copyrighted or whatever,
yeah,
saying. Let's get ready to rumble. So that's his thing. And
yeah, a t-shirt saying that without getting
if you,
in trouble.
Yeah, and he'll sue you.
That's right.
He has the legal rights to the let's get ready to rumble. So if you rumble, if you play it or if you have, he'll sue you.
That's like that. Didn't the Phil Jackson like copyright three-peat or something like that? These guys know what they're doing. They're sharp.
Yeah.
Businessmen, Dean.
Nunes Aldana. There you go. UFC 289 in Vancouver. Where do we want to start first?
Well, I would like to allow Rhett an opportunity, Dino, because he's not super active on the social medias, but on Twitter last night, he had cranked up the heat. It was on broil mode. He was roasting. There's the best dad in the world. Good work, Dino. Roasting the officials. Come on, refs, let them play. He was. You were hyped up for this game, if my Twitter alerts were correct.
Well, it is true. The refs were brutal. It's the Stanley Cup Finals, right?
I'm just glad it's consistent because everyone's been saying it's been brutal since drop of the puck in the playoffs. I wouldn't want them to start getting good now. At least it's still NHL officials here, right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Fuck me. Everyone's like, the conspiracy's in. I'm like, there's no conspiracy. They've been so incompetent, you couldn't run a conspiracy through them. They're not that good. They're awful.
No feel at all for the game. Zero. They've completely lost their feel for hockey.
And they don't. The overtime one was tough because at full speed, I'm like, oh, boy, they upended it. But in slow mo, you're like, oh, that is such a dive.
Yeah. But at that point in a game, I don't care. Was he on a breakaway? Then it's not a penalty. Come on.
That's true. And McLean had the weirdest take. He's like, well, look at it. It's a scoring chance. It's like, no, it's not. He's on his ass. Like, there's no scoring chance at all. It's not a two-on-one. He's on his back.
He's a one-on-two trying to split guys. He falls. Yeah, oh, penalty. What? I honestly typically don't bother with refs, except if in kids hockey. But these guys, Jesus.
Too many.
Too many.
Driving me nuts.
Too many, Trev.
But we got a series. That's the great takeaway.
Well, we got a series, but no one came to watch the refs. No one came. No one came to watch the refs. Stay out of it. God.
Do we have a series? Or did the Panthers win the one game they will win by the hair of the chinny chin chin?
I mean, we don't know, but at least there's a chance we have a series. If they'd lost last night, this thing is fucking dead. We know that.
Yeah.
So at least there's hope that there could be a series. And I know you're big on hope, Dean.
That's
a huge F up by Vegas. Right,
it really
there.
Is. They control that.
You have the Stanley Cup. You can start sizing rings.
Jeez.
If you control the last 3 minutes of that game and you blow it. Like that.
Now all it is one off night for Hill, and who knows, right? Like that's all it takes at this point. If Bobrovsky wants to just go lights
and
out
if the F and refs. And honestly, if the effing refs can stay out of the effing way, then that changes things too. Because, good God, Florida's playing pretty good, and then it gets penalty trouble.
Vegas hits a couple goalposts. Bobrovsky is out of his mind again.
First time in the final.
Both of the Vegas goals come in the power play, I suppose. But again, this was still a game where Vegas led late. Florida needed that out of his mind goaltending, and they get an overtime winner. I don't know. I still feel like if I'm Vegas, I'm not really cracking the bead yet.
Stick
I still
with
feel
the process.
Pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Just hey, win the next one, and we'll lift it at home.
They were saying on the broadcast, like there couldn't have been more than a couple quality scoring chances until Tkachuk ties the game. Like it was that steady. Like really, really stout defensive effort that we've come to expect from Vegas over the last 2 months here. They just didn't win it.
Both teams are in the same situation. Win the next game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Got to win the next one.
Yeah, you're going home 2-2. The vibes are not good if you're Vegas. Ooh.
No, especially giving away the one last night. So I don't know who's going to win the next game, but I'm glad they scored because it seemed like it was a series that was over and that meant like the last two rounds of the playoffs were duds.
I watch Vegas and I catch myself wondering why have I struggled why have I struggled to give this team credit or to recognize them as what they are.
Yeah.
They play with pace. They come at you. They forecheck. I guess, you know what? If you pay close enough attention, maybe you do, but I probably am guilty of spending too much time in the lack of name value in their goaltender, certainly this year. It just felt like without a goaltender, it doesn't matter what the rest of it is.
Totally.
They're not going to win. Or maybe you're just good enough of a team, you play a good enough team game, that if your goaltender doesn't shit himself, you might have a chance to win. Marchessault is out of his mind. He scores again last night. And Eichel with another point. Those two have something going. Chandler Stephenson, great play. It's a very good team. And I don't know.
And that's 13-13 for Marchessault. It's unbelievable. And to be fair, like goaltending undoes a lot of teams. It's not like everyone looked at that team in before the season started. They were like, what are they going to get? Like, are you kidding me? This Logan Thompson and Laurent Brossoit, and then those guys get hurt, and it's like Hill. Like what?
Yeah.
But I think we're starting to look at them like we look at Carolina, where you just sort of ignore the name bar of the goalie. Like Reimer, Kochetkov, Ranta, Freddie Anderson. It doesn't matter. We're starting to understand that it's that structure, just like Carolina, that allows any goalie to come in and have a much safer environment to operate in, right?
Watch Hill shit himself in three straight now. It'll be like, boy, if only they had a goalie, they'd
Bring up an interesting point that Ryan says there, just to kind of connect the dots between Vegas and Carolina?
Yeah.
The two teams that don't show loyalty to anyone.
True. Yep. And in different ways, like Vegas has been so savage in terms of trades and exploiting like any sort of LTIR wiggle room they have. And it's, look, you're allowed to do it. It's in the book. Like, you may as well use any advantage you can get, and they'll spend whatever it takes to get what they need to get done, including like trying to trade a guy with a no trade and pretending they didn't know. Like, that's ridiculous shit with Dadonov 2 years ago. And Carolina's the other way. It's just like, no, that's not value. We're only interested in value. See you later. We'll use the cap space elsewhere, and we'll buy low on goalies because we know they're voodoo. And, you know, Vegas is spend to win at all costs, and Carolina's like, hunt for value at all costs and always keep cap space so we can peel off a Pacioretty or a Burns for peanuts.
But there's no loyalty on either side.
I agree.
Right?
It's like Dougie Hamilton probably would have loved to stay there. They're like, cool, we're
Norris
not paying
Trophy
that.
Candidate. Good. See you later.
Yeah, no, we'll go buy low on Tony DeAngelo and then trade him for something. Like, we're good.
Carter Verhaeghe gets the overtime winner again. Yeah. I saw somebody tweet about it last night, and it was the knock with Florida is, how did they let Marchessault and Riley Smith go? And on the flip side, I guess they've won some championships, but man, Carter Verhaeghe is a guy that got away for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They had him, didn't qualify him because he was going to make some money in arbitration. And as we know, Tampa can't afford to pay anybody very
They're
tight
kept
with it.
Happen every year
so Verhaeghe goes to Florida. Last year, he had two overtime winners. Had three game-winning goals in the series against Washington. Two of them in overtime. The one goal wins the series, if you recall. Already this year, four game-winning goals, two overtime goals. The one put Boston out. He had, I think, had the game-winner against the Leafs in that series. The guy is just scores big goals. Had 42 in the regular season.
Wow.
And gets the overtime winner in it. We may look, who knows? We may look back. This could be the goal that saves their season and their cup, the whole thing. But he sure has a penchant, I suppose, as they say, for getting big goals.
Well, and beyond that, like, a hot playoffs is one thing. You noted the regular season. For even strength goals, there's three guys that score more than him: McDavid, Rantanen, and Pasternak. That's it. Because, like, McDavid had 20-some power play goals, 18 for Pasternak, 13 for Rantanen. Like, Verhaeghe, most of his goals are at even strength. He's not a power play merchant. Like, that's a sneaky, underrated player. Like, you kidding me? 40 plus and fourth in even strength goals in the entire league? More than Robertson, more than Hughes, more than Dreisaitl. Like, are you kidding me? That's a heady group he's in.
I'm not a big dude. Just very, very lean. Very kind of a little lean guy. Not a power forward by any means, just scores. So, I don't know. Let's get seven games. Why not? I took no friggin' investment in this thing.
Yeah, why are you cheering for Vegas now? You want Vegas just to walk all over the poor Panthers?
No, I don't care.
What's wrong with
Panthers? Yeah.
You know me. I don't give a shit.
yeah, but we got to have something to watch when we're sitting on our asses.
If it's going to be over, let's get it over. If we're going to go seven, then good. Let's go seven. But if we're just going to...
Hey, game four. Swing game here, fellas.
Let's go.
Now, my concern being, fellas, when's game six? Like, what do I got to, like...
So they break for a day off on top of the travel day anytime they change scenes.
Next Friday.
So, yeah. Can you pull the kid out of school? How are you going to do that?
I'd have to go tomorrow. I got a big tournament, the boys, next weekend in Buffalo. I don't know if I can miss that. Or I don't know if they'll want to miss it. So, when's game seven?
Monday.
That's going to be in Florida.
Vegas.
Or sorry, in Vegas. That's a different.
Well, that's fine. I'll just go to Vegas and then come up to Calgary.
I mean, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, Monday. Yeah, just wait for game seven.
Buy those tickets now. Going to get expensive if there's a game seven. And right now, it's like, doesn't look like it's going to happen. So maybe.
Well, Warner's at the airport. Another opportunity come and gone to get you over to Dr. J. Patel at Outdoor Dental and get that big gullet of yours looked at. Snoring treatments, two 15-minute treatments, increase the tension in the soft palate, reduces snoring, non-surgical, pain-free. Maybe you've tried all these things. There's mouth guards and sleep machines and nose clips and all this stuff, and it just doesn't work. Then you need to go and see Dr. J. Patel at Outdoor Dental. They have the Soleil laser. It's used for their dentistry practice, obviously. No needles, no drills, no stress. It's the way of doing business in the dental the dental thing nowadays. And in addition to that, they can use this to treat snoring. Pain-free, non-surgical, and who knows? Maybe it works for you. Maybe it works better than you can even imagine. You're getting more sleep. It's quality sleep. You feel better. People around you are like, this guy's less of a jerk than he used to be. This is unbelievable. It's worth your time. It's worth the effort. Book an assessment. Book a consultation right now with the people over at Outdoor Dental. The website, outdoor.dental. What's the hurt in trying? Give it a shot.
Well, go get it done. Summer's coming. You're going to be a deadbeat booze bag all summer, which is going to mean more snoring. Yeah. Save the other people in your home the agony of going 3 months without sleep.
Yeah.
Go see Dr. J.
When you're come passed on out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't wake up.
Chainsaw? Well not... No, yeah. It's not a chainsaw. It's dad.
Yeah.
Why is that lawnmower on at 2 a.m.?
Isn't there a noise? What's the noise violation? What's the bylaw? Oh, wait.
What?
That's Bob in the backyard hammered up on whiskey sours. Outdoor.dental is the website. Maybe next time, hey, Rhett. Now,
speaking of stuff, how you? We need a gout update. We're 3 days in, and I worry. And I don't know if you know, but I think your roommate, the woman you live with, had submitted a photo.
Jesus Christ!
I'm worried. It doesn't look good.
She did, yeah.
It doesn't look good, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So that I love your carpet, but ouch, that looks painful. Good.
Yeah, it's just the area. It's the area rug that I have here.
That's it. Yeah.
Knock down
That's Persian.
Yeah. Well, it's just for it's more for the noise proofing, keep the echo down in here.
I can see why you're complaining, man. That does not look good.
That single sheet on the bed must feel like a grand piano on your toe there, Dean.
It's no
that
good.
Does not look good at all.
Yeah, can you pop it?
Don't pop, no.
Pop? Does the gout pop?
No,
it doesn't pop.
No.
I see why I didn't come up the stairs the other day. Jesus.
No, we're not close to that. I'm more, for mine, that looks like it's closer to the toenail. Mine's further south. I'm more in the...
knuckle?
The knuck.
Yeah, the toe knuck.
I'm in the toe knuck.
Yeah.
Not great. How do we want to do this? Do we want to talk about the potential Calgary Flame, the Flames coaching rumor situation now or in the Pinder report?
Rhett's shaking it off. Rhett, what's going on here?
Well, it's great. Elliot came out and said, or whoever said, I don't know, broke the news.
Yeah, that's Elliot.
Huska's the favorite. We've discussed Huska and Love, it seems like. So announce it and then come on the show and tell us how you're going to coach these guys.
Yeah.
And make them not be a bunch of sissies. Let's go.
No sissies allowed.
Let's make sure that and that's not even the right word. What I'm trying to search for a word. They're going to show up and play every game, right, Mr. Huska?
I think everyone knows what you're getting at, Rhett. The coaching excuse is no longer there. There's a new coach, whether it's Love or Huska or someone else, and it sounds like it's going to be Huska. Now it's work boots and lunch pail time. There's no more whining and complaining. Now's the time for this core to show up and work their tails off.
It's amazing how much pull Iginla has.
I was going to say. Boy, that's long... Once a Blazer, always a Blazer, I guess. Is that how it goes? That friggin' team is still haunting people. All these years later.
Hey, if Wayne can get all his pals into the hall, this is pretty minor on the scale of, toeing the line for pals.
So
I think it's... again, who are we to say? We don't know how Mitch Love coached just last year or would coach coming up or how the interview process went, but obviously Huska's been in the mix for a long time. So
yeah,
give him a shot. Give her, man.
For those that don't know what the hell we're talking about, last night during the hockey game, Elliot Friedman came on and said that while nothing is done, and I'm paraphrasing, things are pointing towards Huska being hired as the new head coach of the Calgary Flames. Now, we had talked about it as recently as yesterday, saying that this feels like about the time where we want you to take the job. Let's get a contract figured out over the weekend. We, get yourself set, and then Monday press conference, perhaps. That's kind of how we saw this potentially playing out, so not stunned. The only reason I bring it up, Retro, is I don't know that... I think that we... I know for myself, I was kind of focused. It just felt like, okay, Mitch Love's going to be the guy. And then the question was, well, why Love more than Husker or somebody else? Has he done something that they haven't? And it's, oh, I mean...
It's different resumes, yeah.
Different resumes, but the path is kind of the same. Junior mm-hmm. to...
Western League to AHL to...
You don't know, and we don't, again, we don't know what Huska's relationship with the guys in the room is. That might be no. the biggest piece of the puzzle, right?
The he other thing them. That's tough is, like, okay, so they were super tight in the D zone 2 years ago, and, you know, they were right there for the Jennings till the end of the year. I think they allowed the fewest even strength goals in the league 2 years ago. And you're like, wow, Ryan Huska's coaching the D, and then this year they were shit in their own zone. But we also don't know what, like, Darryl's overruling on, no, we have to do it this way. And it's the same with the power play. It's like trying to assign credit to AGMs for shit. You never know whether he was, like, banging his fist on the table, don't do this, or, like, we have to get this done. It's really tough to assign credit to assistants because everything's running through the head guy anyway, whether that's GMs or coaches. But the penalty kill has been superb for a while, and that's his department. I mean, it's just hard to sift through what's his department versus what the coach is saying, no, we have to do it this way.
And all those things are important for me. I've talked about it for decades since I retired. The guys... It's more about making sure you get the most out of your players because you can give them this system or that. If they're not showing up with the energy to do the job, with the excitement to want to play, and with the passion to want to win, the rest of that shit don't matter.
Yeah, he's got a room to fix, doesn't he?
Yes, fix the room. That's your first. I don't care what you do on the penalty kill. If your room is no good, you ain't winning.
That's fair.
I think in this day and age, there aren't many coaches that don't know the game. Right. It's maybe there was a time and we talked to Matt Stajan yesterday, an interview that'll be coming out. And he talked about Pat Quinn and really it was less about. And then Keenan was the same way. Right. It was less about fundamentals and X's and O's. It was more of the, you know, which sounds, you know, kind of silly.
The other thing.
Archaic sorry, now, but I was going to say, the guys, know, coaches know how to coach. It's like you say, it's the relationships. How can you get through to players?
The other thing that, sorry, I interrupted you there, but the other thing that with coaching nowadays is there's so much info for the guys to get on their own. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything is readily available. Hey, I got to see that play I just made. Or I want to see what they did on that 2-on-1. Or what are they doing on a penalty kill or the power, right? Like, it's instant availability. Most of the guys, I would think, would have access to all that stuff. Hey. You're sitting at home bored. I'm going to check out that. Well, who did we play tomorrow? Phoenix guy? I'm going to check out their penalty kill, right? Like,
totally.
Those are all things that are easily available for the players now. So I think it's almost, yes, there's X's and O's and there's systems you want to implement and there's style you want to play. But I think it's about creating energy and passion and excitement. That's,
yeah,
and they've got that. The other stuff's there.
You look at John Cooper in Tampa, and the first half of that, what I don't even know what you call it, dynasty or this era of Tampa hockey. Like Rick Bonus was the assistant, and Rick was really strong on X's and O's, and John's job was to, you know, relate to the player and get them to buy in. And you don't have to be, I think of it similar to Connie. Like he doesn't have to understand the nuances of every corner of the CBA and be a wizard in LTIR. You just need someone around you that you can empower and trust. To Rhett's point, it's about for the coach, like this room wasn't right. And there's some ingredients that have been, to why it wasn't right that aren't here anymore, but there's still some that remain. Connie's might move a couple more in or out. We'll see. But your job is to somehow get all these guys to come back together in the fall and start harmoniously. You've got to get this. You can't let this fester into a second season.
We had the Husker resume up on screen for those that are just listening. The track record, 5 years assistant coach with the Kelowna Rockets in the Western League, then 7 years as Rockets head coach, winning a championship in there. Comes to the Flames 4 years as the head coach between Adirondack. Adirondack. And then 3 years in Stockton. So 4 years head coach of the AHL affiliate. And since 5 years behind the bench as an assistant. So 11 across the Western League and pro. 11 years as a head coach. 5 years NHL assistant coach. And yes, teammate of Jerome Iginla for a couple of years back to his playing days in Kamloops. So Brad Lukowich and Randy Petruk, and Ashley Buckberger, soon to be joining the franchise.
Rod Branch, wasn't he the goalie?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. What about what about it, buddy, out at the Edge School? Is the Edge School going to be looking for a coach? Because DuPont will be. Didn't he play didn't Mickey DuPont play?
Did he play there too?
I think he was a Blazer, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I could be wrong about that. I don't know. I'm getting old, but you know, maybe it makes sense. Maybe there's something there. I don't know.
We don't know a ton about Mitch Love, aside that he's had four really good years in a row coaching whatever level he's coached. Are you hopeful they can bring him up, make him associate? Would you rather leave him in the A as the head? Like, there's not a lot of openings right now. I don't know that the risk of him leaving now is super high, but you also, just like you worried about if you gave it to Love, what happens to Huska, I think there's even more concern about what happens to Love if it is going to be Huska. Or do you promote him? Do you leave him? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think you leave him, and it's going to be up to him too, right? If he's pursuing a head coaching job, sometimes going like it doesn't always happen like it did for Huska, where you're the assistant and then step into head coaching, right? And you don't know. Sometimes once you start the assistant coaching path, you get stuck in that role. Mm-hmm. So it'll depend. It's up to Love. The other thing you got to remember is that these aren't assets that you get to keep and trade and move around. You can't hold a guy back if he's destined to be good. You made a decision to go with Ryan Huska. You go with it, and you can't try and keep a guy in the wings just in case down the road, right? So
I agree.
You make a choice at the time when you have to make it. And listen, coaching's not going to die. It's not like there's not going to be another coach that comes along. Ryan Huska probably won't be the coach of the Flames for 15, 20 years. There'll be new coaches, right? Yeah. Guys that get in it and they're good or bad. There's always coaches out there.
Yeah, you just don't want this to be the one that got away. And I'm not saying he is, but I also look at those points percentages and it's like you probably had some good teams, but damn it, he wins every year. Look at 721, 579, 729, 713, like those. And then this year, 736. That's tidy, tidy numbers.
I look at it, if Huska's your guy, he's your guy. And like I'm kind of with Red on that. I'm sure Mitch Love is a great coach, and maybe you look down the road and think, man, you had the second coming of Scotty Bowman, and he left. My concern would be, if it's Huska, what do you want?
Yeah, that's fair.
What is the position? Who are the guys you need to succeed? Let's put everything we can to help you as a first-time head coach in place, and let's all win together. And if that's Mitch Love, if it's not, whatever. And he has paid his dues. In some way, maybe I haven't or we haven't given enough respect to Huska, because if Conroy was put in a position to ascend and then take over, then certainly Huska has.
That's not
years.
How it traditionally goes, right? That's not it's not a normal path. I get what you're saying, and I don't. It's fine, and I think Huska, if that's the choice, that's the choice. But like, what other team is always going? Oh, you work in the minors, and then you work in the. It's not like players. You don't draft them and hang on to them as assets. They don't work their way up the ladder.
I guess all I'm saying is that my argument was, if now isn't the time for Conroy, then when is it going to be? You could argue it's the same for Huska. If he's passed over here for, say, Mitch Love, the question would have to be, well, what if I'm not the head coach now, how many – I've been 5 years assistant. How many – what else do I need to do?
That's what I was trying to say. If Mitch Love comes in, how does Huska hang around there? Like, that would have been – anyway.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is, knowing Huska a little, and like, he joined me weekly for three of those 4 years in the American League, if not all four, I think, on just talking America. Like, this is a guy with zero ego and that is team first guy. I don't worry about bruised egos here. And Huska's getting the job. So in the flip situation, I wasn't worried about him as much as maybe some others were. But I also don't think he's going to be afraid, if he thinks Mitch Love is going to be able to help this team, to be like, ooh, this guy's going to be a hot contender. I can't have him on my bench. That's not the way Ryan Huska's wired. There is incredible humility and no ego.
What? Because we talked about this a little bit off the show, Retro. How important is NHL experience. And you can't get NHL experience unless you're in the NHL. And that's right. It's that slippery slope. How do you get that experience without actually getting there? But the rigors, the schedule, just everything that goes into the ups and downs, managing wins, losses, personalities, egos, all of that. Huska's been in the league for 5 years. Yes, as an assistant, but he's been doing this for 5 years. How much better off is he just for having been in that environment? The shit that happens that you just don't know happens until you're there.
Well, I think he's way better off. Because all those little things. Ask Dallas Eakin said it when he got canned from Edmonton. He wanted to walk in and kind of just take over and this and that. It's like, well, these guys are different. You're not dealing with junior hockey players that are trying to move on. You're not dealing with AHL guys that are trying to move up. These guys are established players. You'll get a handful maybe of young kids, but you can't push them around and make the demands that maybe you can in junior in the AHL. The travel stuff, all the little things that go with it. Most of these guys, not most, but a lot of these guys will have wives and kids and stuff. You don't get as much of that in the A or junior hockey. So all of those things are little things that you have to learn about. And again, I still think the hardest part for him will be the adjustment from how are you viewed as an assistant? So now you're the heavy, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. Could you make that? Then. Yep. Can you make that switch?
We've talked about it. It feels like the list of guys that try to go assistant to head. It's a really, really poor success rate. We saw with Jim Playfair here. There's numerous other instances. It doesn't mean it's not going to work. And I think they clearly have weighed that in. They have to really like Ryan Huska to do this, understanding there's a risk there. And to be fair, like you talk about NHL experience, Dean, like if they were to hire Love, I think they would bring in a guy that's got a lot of experience to help. And because Huska's been in the league for 5 years, I don't see necessarily as great a need to go out and get a Rick Bonus type associate or a Jeff Ward type guy that they brought in at other junctures. Like, and 5 years in the league isn't that long. I mean, he knows what's up, but there's guys that have spent 15 that haven't got a sniff at head. I don't feel like it's now or never. I see Jamie Compton on the bench in Florida with Paul Maurice, and they worked in Winnipeg at least 5 years together. And so, like, there's guys that have done over a decade as assistants, and it doesn't mean, you know, if it wasn't going to happen now, it was never going to happen for Ryan. But if they think he's ready and it's like he understands this league, nothing's going to surprise him. You don't need to go get that established NHL, I've seen this for two decades guy, and put him on the staff. If it was Mitch Love, I think you would want that guy.
You brought it up, and I'm not coming at you because it's Jim Playfair, right? And it's his tenure as a head coach, or him as an NHL head coach, that's viewed as, you know, it was not a success, obviously. He probably, safe to say, Rhett, deserved more of an opportunity. He had 1 year. The team was not terrible. And then Mike Keenan came in. Daryl obviously sees something. You would have seen it, I guess, but 1 year is not a lot. I mean, you're trying to make that transition from assistant to head. You're finding your way. He has that NHL experience. I feel bad sometimes that Jim is viewed as a guy that couldn't do it as an NHL head coach, when really I think probably fair to suggest he deserved a little more time than one season.
Well, I don't know what Daryl was thinking that Keenan was going to be an upgrade over Jim Playfair. Sorry. And Jimmy was in a tough spot because Daryl was GM, had been coach, had a certain style. Jimmy wanted to do a certain style. Felt like he probably couldn't because Daryl had been heavy on guys, so felt like he had to be a softer coach. I bet you asked Jimmy and say, looking back, would you take that job again? And he'd say no.
Right. Also, wasn't it right out of the lockout, Rhett? Like, I feel like that was a dynamic too. Yep. You had everyone off for a year, and then that's a weird thing. It's not like, hey, we were just here 3 months ago. It's like, who's in shape? Who's here? Some contracts have rolled off the books. Guys are a year and a half older than when we last saw you.
Yeah, it was a goofy situation for him. It wasn't a good, not that the fit was bad, but it was just a tough spot for him to even go into. I think it's a lot. Husk is going to have a lot better time working for a guy like Conroy than Daryl, right?
Yeah. So
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, there you go. And we'll see. Today is Friday. I would expect we'll hear more about it today. Chances are early next week, if not Monday, expect an official announcement on that. Let's do the Pinder Report. We'll get to it here. It's a presentation of Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. I've been hearing how difficult it is to get to rental cars and used cars. The used car market is red hot, and they want to buy your used vehicle. They'll pay top dollar, $1 million buying event up at Village Honda. Northwest Auto Mall. They buy your car. Even if you don't buy theirs, they'll buy your used car. You get the cash, you get a tropical cruise, and the money, like 24 hours, turn around, get it, bing, bing, bing. That's how that goes. Bing, bing, bing. He's bing, in trouble, bing, bing. Right? From the sounds of it. Hmm. Your dealership for life, exclusively at villagehonda.com. Village presents the Pinder Report.
Hey, I'm going to get on a plane. Have a great weekend.
All right, Retro, appreciate you. There is one thing at the very end that you're going to miss, but someone took our bologna food advice to heart, so we'll fire it up on the YouTube when you get to Buffalo. All right.
When I land, I'll look. Okay. Ciao.
Exceptional work, by the way. We saved the best for last, so that'll be our last item on the Pinder Report. Bye, boom. Oh, there you are. Okay. We start with where the Huska fire began spreading. This is Elliot Friedman live from Game 3 on Hockey Night in Canada with his update at the intermission.
Yeah, so the Calgary Flames are one of two teams right now without a head coach. The New York Rangers are the other. Nothing is done until it's done, but the word is that Ryan Huska, who has been an assistant coach for the Flames for the past five seasons, is the leading contender, but nothing is done until...
Yeah, so not done yet, but a leading contender, and if it follows the script of Conroy, well... Internally, the decision made late in the week. It leaks before the weekend, and they have the press conference early after the weekend. That's what happened with Connie, and it feels really similar because if it's Friday already and they haven't announced the press conference.
Don't want people working on a beautiful June weekend.
Oh, my God. Beat a day yesterday. It was great.
Connie, if you want to endear yourself to the local media, you'll wait till Monday. Ruin our weekend.
Do it right, Connie.
Yeah, figure it out.
Okay, so obviously Huska, we've talked about his resume a bunch. Here's something you might not know, Dean. Clearly, he's a Huberto whisperer. There you are. 2012 U20 team in the World Junior staff. Problem solved, Dean.
Thank
Put him
goodness.
Down for 115 points again.
Yeah.
No problems here. Nothing at all to worry about. Let's go to the NHL Game 3. We mentioned it was a late game-tying goal from Matthew Tkachuk, whatever we're calling him here. And then, yes, an overtime winner from Carter Verhaeghe. 7-0 in overtimes. That's got, like, Team of Destiny feels about it. Only problem is it's been three games in a row where they've definitely looked like the second-best team on the ice. They did not create much in the way of scoring chances before tying it very late. And as you alluded to, some posts from Vegas. This could have been 3-0 very easily last night.
They need to – obviously, they still need to win the next game, like Rhett was saying, but – I would think Vegas has got to be feeling very good in their own skin. It still kind of has that feel of a, what is it, the gentleman sweep kind of thing. Could it be where they win it at home? But this is how Florida's done it the whole way. They win some games they don't deserve winning, and you mentioned 7-0. That's, you have something going your way when you're 7-0, whether it's, you know, destiny or Cinderella, whatever it is. But I liked Vegas just fine. It felt to me like this was going to be 3-0 right until the end. So,
Brad Treliving must be smiling today, Dean. He will now, because it's happened again, be known as the grandfather of the sign-in trade. Damon Severson getting moved today. The second sign-in trade in NHL history, less than a year after Matthew Tkachuk was signed and then traded to Florida.
You need to pull it out of your backpack. It's gone now.
Well, I'm excited. It makes things spicier. The backpack item was people talking about something that had never happened. Like if I spent every day talking about dragons and like, dude, no one's seen a dragon. You've got to stop talking about dragons all day. Now we've found the dragon. Bigfoot has been spotted. Now it's a rational conversation piece, right?
I laughed this morning. I was reading about it. It's like some Blue Jacket fan was like, oh, geez, better draft Mishkov because we got all these Russians coming in and blah, blah, blah. Aaron Porcelain is like, Damon Severson is from Saskatchewan. He's from Melville. What the fuck are you talking about? All of a sudden.
Melville, not Metallurg. Eh?
Yeah, that's right. So Severson and Provorov and Werenski, and they've got, I don't know, maybe.
Hey, look, any team that didn't get goaltending, if they get goaltending the next year, they'll be better. And that Texier French kid that was in player assistance, if he's back, that's a weapon. I don't think you saw the best of Johnny or Patrick Laine last year. Whoever they get at number three has got a really good shot of making the roster. I'm not here to say they're going to be good, but it'd be tough for them to be worse. Christ.
It's easier now to kind of squint and see it than it has been in quite a while.
Sure. Shane Doan got hired by the just mentioned
Calgary
Brad
Flames.
Trilogy.
Another Ginlett former teammate? Oh.
Now, why would Shane Doan? Now, there's probably a tie-in back to the desert where Treliving worked, but think about this angle. Shane Doan's entire job to walk around the Leafs facility and loudly proclaim, wow, we never got anything like this in Arizona, in front of Austin Matthews five times a day.
Yeah, this is way better than Phoenix. My goodness. Oh, good for Shane Doan.
Chef here? Oh, in Arizona, we didn't even get bagged lunches. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Poor Phoenix.
An upper Shane bowl? Doan.
We didn't have an upper bowl in Arizona. This is wild.
One of hockey's all-time good guys, Shane Doan.
Yes. Yeah, great. And left, I think it was about a year ago. And it was, geez, how could you do that to a franchise icon? Well, then you look at the owners of Arizona, and they've done that with every relationship they've had, seemingly. So this is probably for the better for Shane. They've got deeper pockets in Toronto, and I think they're not moving from Toronto anytime soon, Dean.
Who knows what Bettman wants?
The Senators have been too sexy, and it felt a little off. How could this huge, cavernous, crappy old rink in Kanata, crazy owner,
not that old,
just okay market, like how is this a sexy, sexy thing? Like they're just unsensy right now. It would be like the CFL actually adding a 10th team. It would make too much sense. Un-CFL-y, unsensy. Well, there's some sens coming back. In the Sensi vibes around the sale, as a second bidder, the presumptive top bidder has pulled away his bid and walked in frustration.
This is me walking away in frustration. Son of a gun, so frustrated with this Ottawa Senators people.
I'm going to Monaco. I can't handle this shit anymore.
I'm the presumptive top bidder, and I'm frustrated.
Right. Over $1 billion. This is the Toronto billionaire, the Apostolopoulos.
Oh, yeah.
And got to be frustrated. The second group out of four that were deemed finalists.
Tell you what. Hey, old Deadpool might be back around yet. Old sexy boy.
This is still Sensi. Starting to get Sensi. It was all just a little too squeaky clean. We'll have that to follow up on.
Those of you keeping track at home, that's back-to-back Pinder shots at Phoenix and then Ottawa. So you're on your game today.
Put your rink in the suburbs.
Two for two.
Just profit. Step one, put your rink in the suburbs. Step two, profit. That's how we work here. RBC Canadian Open is in Toronto, and there are a ton of Canadians in the field, as always. But what's unique? How about this? Corey Connors leading the way at 5-under heading into today's action. 67, and four Canadians in the top 20, Dino. You'll love to see it. You don't care. Okay. Move along. Stampeders opened their season last night hosting the BC Lions. If you saw my on Betway on the feed yesterday, why aren't we taking the Lions plus 2.5? Well, we did, and yeah, we turned 25 cents into 37. Wasn't good. The offense looked completely discombobulated. Here's Danny Austin from our very own live at the 55 that debuted yesterday. It's a minor miracle the Stampeders escaped that half only down 10. I do feel like you're seeing what being down three starting O-linemen from last year does to a team. Passing game just not connecting. It was not pretty last night, Dean, and they needed, oh, we'll just get a touchdown here and convert and then a field goal, and then we'll get another touchdown and convert that. No, this just I was texting people that know more than me about football. Is there a single elite tool that Jake Mayer has, or is this just a guy? It doesn't feel like this is the next in the line of future Hall of Famers, whether it was Dickinson, Garcia, Burris, Flutie, even Bo, you know, goes down as one of the greats. Is this a placeholder, or is this going to be a franchise guy for a while?
It's so hard to tell, right? It's you know what it is, though, is if you're a Stampeder fan and you followed this team, it's just you just have that belief. And I don't know if it was that just Bo or whatever, but over the years, you just felt like the offense, you need some points, they're going to get you some points. Or you're in this game. It never had that feel, to Danny Austin's point there, that they were down by 10. It's like, geez, this is, yeah. I'm not sure. You kept waiting for that next drive to come through and be like, okay, now they're humming, here they go, and never really got the traction they needed. So
that's how you felt in the playoffs last year when they finally went to Bo, and he started moving the chains. It's an interesting year, to be sure, and a not great crowd of 17,000 and change, Dean. That's a miserable number. Now, Thursdays are a tough draw for the Stamps. We know that. Stanley Cup final was on. It was a beautiful day in Calgary, which probably should have helped, but
my understanding is the 17 announced might have been a little generous as well.
Really? Yeah. Well, I know in the fourth quarter there was a lot less than 17 when they were down a couple scores. Oof. Better luck next home game, fellas, and let's get out there. Come on. I know it's an old place.
Thursday's a shit tailgating night. Spring. Like you say, it's the home opener, and it's a nice night, and I get that, but
yeah. They got Riders on a weekend. They got, you know, there's a bunch of good ones out there. We'll drag you out to one, Dino. Because we know our boy was tailgating last night.
I know he was.
He was there 2 hours early.
Yeah. Guess it was vodka. I was told it was vodka was the
He said no light beers. He was switching gears away from light beers.
Vodka.
That's an aggressive pace for some. We'll see. We'll go to Cavalry FC. They are hosting Vancouver FC on Sunday afternoon. Here's Tommy Wheeldon Jr. talking about Calgary Minor Soccer Association Day at the pitch on Sunday.
CMSA game, and we've talked about, you know, the players that have played in CMSA, and now the kids that walk out with our teams from our club program, they feel a part of it. You know, my kid's 13 and he spent his 13th birthday with his CMSA team behind the goal. He's going to spend his 14th birthday doing the same thing.
Sunday, 3 o'clock. So that'll be fun. All you young kickers out there, you sweepers and strikers and keepers, get out there, watch the Calgary Pro Club, and hey, looks like a great weekend to be doing anything outside, Dean.
I'm still stuck on the Bon Ton vodka and the tailgate last night. I was just trying to think what he would have had in the tailgate.
I think vodka pairs well with staggering?
I mean, it'd probably be pork ribs, right? Kind of you go with the, you go red wine with the beef and maybe some pork ribs.
Honestly, if I've got a couple stiff vodka somethings in, all of Greg's food is only tasting better, and it's starting at the top of the totem pole anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Tonight, I will be attending my first Calgary Surge game. I'm very excited about the CEBL side. 3-1. They get Ottawa tonight. The Blackjacks. Blackjack? Okay. Surge 3-1. They've been good. And at Winsport, 7 o'clock start. Nice. I've heard good things. I have not been. And going to take the young fellas and who I think played netball growing up. So she'll be dialed in.
What is netball?
There's no backboard. And it's a hit in Australia, mate.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Right. A backboard. So it's just like this weird little, oh, it's like a laundry bin, but 10 feet high.
Well, I'm curious to get your assessment, your review. After
our boy Bob Kerr is doing their community relations stuff, and Cammy, who we also see around the studio helping out on Rob's show, she does their sideline reporting, and there'll be lots of familiar.
Bob Kerr,
Bobby,
boy Bob.
Well, is Robert, Rob, Bob, Bobby.
Well, you know, it's
Bobby
like
Kerr.
That. Yeah, it's actually not. But he doesn't, you know, we don't need to talk about it.
Oh, okay. It's one of those fake radio names from the 80s.
Yeah, it's like
his name's like Jim Keselowski or something.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to like this. Oh, this is for stupid Rhett, and he left. He always does that. Penn Report is like, nice, I can get the hell out of here. I don't need to talk.
Yeah.
Ass hat. Did you ever notice this with the Panthers jerseys? So this is they remade them like, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Look above the actual Panther and read what it says. On the white jersey, it says Florida. On the red jersey, it says Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh. Today was
like
the day.
Baseball, right?
I learned that. Yeah, baseball does that exactly. Yeah. Very good. Didn't know that. Very impressed. And finally, the boys that watch the show, God bless you. I don't know why the hell you do it, but you do, and you've got our backs, and we've been making a push for Bologna, Dean. Here is what came up in my feed on Instagrams at some point yesterday. Tonight's dinner inspired by Flames Nation, fried BBC salad. Careful. Bologna, broccoli, and cabbage.
Get off the Pornhub, Pinder. Jesus.
She thinks it's tofu. Hashtag bring bologna back.
Bring bologna back.
If you can dupe your wife into eating bologna, telling her it's tofu, send a picture into the show. This is amazing.
I like it.
I'm bringing bologna back. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday. A little BBC for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you do BBC at work, or is that order going to take over? Hey. What do you do? I don't know. Some things you
HR.
Lunch protocols at work. Don't bring fish to work, right?
And speaking of Keller,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to be ready for a BBC.
Really?
But he is all in. With us bringing bologna back.
Yeah.
I think we may be seeing a bologna platter coming by the studios next week.
I'm horrified and excited. I think it's, we can't tell my wife. That's the bologna. There he is.
It does look delicious.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's see that photo again. Go back. Because that looks like a healthy ass salad. And if you told the lady that was tofu, look at
that. I like that they're trying to hoodwink the chick into thinking
that's
it's
the
tofu.
Best part. I mean, that in the BBC, but
yeah. Now bologna, you see at the top there, that's broccoli, Hank's Original. Cabbage. No free plugs, but Hank's Original. That's Okotoks. They've got seasoning for your popcorn.
Really?
Go and check out Hank's Original. Hank's whatever it is there. Hank's Original. Free plug apparently for the boys at Hank's. I see them every once in a while at the old farmers markets and stuff. Good stuff.
All right, that's
BBC. We got maybe better name.
Yeah, I watched the letter.
CBB or something.
You can't be naming your salad after that news network in England, Dean. We can't have people thinking it's something that's not. You're going to get a whole lot of. Can we make that our social clip today? I feel like we'll get lots of clips.
We'll get pulled down. Everything's getting pulled down these days. Oh, man, I'm just so excited. Is it too late? It's already June. Is it too late for 2023 to be the year of the bologna comeback?
No one is ever going to say no to an amazing underdog story. Everyone loves a Cinderella. Yes,
Bologna Fest 2023.
We have to call it something else. The big bologna.
Bologna's for the boys.
BBC.
Yeah. Not Saturday is for the boys. Bologna for the boys.
Friday's for the bologna for the boys. That's your Pinned Report on a Friday for Village Honda, Dean.
Oh, man. Village Honda, Northwest Ottawa, online at villagehonda.com. Yes, the million-dollar buy-in event continues. They'll buy your used vehicle. It's cash. It's a tropical cruise for two. They want to jam their lot full of quality used vehicles, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Village Honda, your dealership for life. Good people. And obviously looking to put a little money in your pocket if you are like so inclined. Wanted to mention Vina Nova. It is, I got to get a hold of Justin because Justin It's funny how it all kind of comes together. We did the Christmas, the Top Shelf Elf Christmas campaign for Closer to Home and the Adopt a Family. One of the prizes that we had was donated from Bonton Meats. It was the pig roast.
Oh, yeah.
A full pig and the pig roaster from Bonton Meats. It was actually Justin from Vina Nova.
Come on.
Who was the winning bidder. I didn't realize till afterwards. We were doing all the backlog on it and contacting the winners. Like, geez, Justin.
Justin?
Have you seen Justin? Doesn't seem like a guy that'd be, you know. He's like, I've never done it. It sounds like a great idea. I'm not sure he's going to be, you know. Chewing on the what is it, a pork hock right off of the pig, but nonetheless, Vina Nova, not sure why it came together, but it did. Lab grown diamonds, there you see it, sustainable, dazzling, one of a kind. VinaNova.com. It is the only jeweler, the only place in Calgary that specializes only in lab grown diamonds. You walk in the door, you don't need to be like which west, what's this west? I don't know which one is which. It is only the lab-grown diamonds at Vina Nova, 80% in most cases savings off of those dirty things they're digging out of the ground. These are made in a diamond. This is science, people. You can get if you want something that's maybe custom, you want a special, you know, something special, you want to make it yourself, design it. You could do that with the people at Vina Nova. It takes a few weeks to get that done, obviously, but they can do it. And of course, if it's wedding season, summertime, maybe you're going to somebody else's wedding and you're going to propose to your, you know, whatever.
I mean, if you have to, I guess.
If that's the choice you're making, the only thing that's going to make it better and make it right is if you go to Vina Nova and get yourself a beautiful ring or and it's not just rings. I mean, earrings and bracelets and all the necklaces and all of that.
Pendants.
It is stunning. Pendant.
Tennis bracelets.
Pendant. Hi, guys. VinaNova.com is the website. Justin is the guy. The location, downtown showroom, second level, Stephen Avenue Place. Take our word for it. We are customers at Vina Nova, and the people who we have purchased for are stunned at how beautiful it is. Compliments continue to roll in. Thank you, Vina Nova.
And if we've got a moment here, Jack, let's roll through the comments. People are all over this bologna thing, Dean. Weighing in, saying, man, that looks delicious. Other people are weighing right in. Bologna, the original tofu. Bologna, the vegan's choice. Bologna palooza, that's what you call it. Bologna palooza.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Let's go,
bringing
Justin.
Bologna back? Yep.
Yep.
And Barnburner bologna now available in stores.
All Barnburner bologna. Alex.
So
I'll tell you what.
It's
if
got
we're
some
not...
mo. It's got some mo.
Fried bologna sandwiches. Let's go. Yeah, man. Everyone's in.
It's been a lot today.
Can we get to the millennials, though? Is the millennial crowd going to be down with the bologna?
Jack, I need you to weigh in. Jack's in his mid-20s.
I have never even had bologna, so.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to blow his mind. Don't think of it as a bad thing, Dean. We're opening his mind. Look how disappointed he is.
Convince me, Boom.
Just try it. There's no more convincing.
You wait till next week when that Bonton bologna platter comes flying through the door.
When the BBP comes in.
That's right. You'll be up to your friggin' elbows in bologna.
And that's different than the pig
right,
roast
yeah.
we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to have to go
Friday,
get some today. It used to be, because I know when we would get it, it was called Bung bologna. I'm not sure. It
was, need to work on the name if you
Manitoba,
want to attract the millennials.
Can I get a pound of the bung bologna, please? We just got to sexy it up for these kids today. We just got to sexy it up.
Yeah.
But you know what?
The vegan's choice.
That's what we do. Yeah, the vegan's choice. The vegan's choice. And there again, don't ask too many questions. It's like hot dogs.
No,
do you like hot dogs?
No.
I sure do. What's in them?
No.
Shut up.
Don't.
Shut up. Stop.
Do not. Don't.
Just shush.
Stop it.
It's not important. It's not important. See, so many people want information and they want to educate themselves. Sometimes you just want to don't worry about it. Ignorance is bliss.
Less is more, Dino.
That's what they say. That's what they say. You know who I...
I, too, an elder millennial, am pro-baloney.
We need everybody to be a little bit more pro-baloney.
There you are.
I bet you Peter Klein loves himself a good bologna sandwich, eh?
I think
over at McLeod Law.
He's not too fancy. I know some law firms would be, they'd be too good for Bologna.
That's not right. Peter. Not
he's,
McLeod
he's
Law.
Out of the people.
They're on the same level as all of us.
We're all humans, Dean. We all like Bologna. We're all breathing the same air.
When I go and I want to associate myself with just good, hard-work, and honest people who aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and dig into a big old bologna and mustard sandwich every once in a while. And that's the kind of person Peter Klein is. He is one of the best of the best. You know he's the personal injury guy, but did you know he's also the go-to guy in Calgary for your disability insurance claim? If your long-term disability insurance company is refusing to pay insurance benefits to you, it's one simple move. Contact Peter at McLeod Law. He will get you the disability benefits you paid for and that you deserve. He gets your peace of mind back, the peace of mind that you paid for. Good, honest, and we're having some fun. Just good, honest people. It was one of the first things I felt when we walked in there was that there's no pre, it's just, they're just good, honest people. Calgarians through and through. Contact Peter Klein, P. Klein with a C, C-L-I-N-E, P. Klein at McLeod-Law.com. Phone numbers on your screen, and of course, McLeod-Law.com. For whatever your legal situation might be, whatever your needs might be, they have you covered across the board at McLeod Law. Good stuff.
Peter's a vegan. You can't be saying bologna with Peter. No, he's good. Don't worry.
He's fine. Yeah. Only on the weekends. Only, you know what? Only when I go to Vegas. I only have bologna when I'm out of town.
That's right.
Definitely pro bologna. See, and you see the spelling there. We do. Is it bologna, bologna with no G? Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like whiskey.
Whiskey.
Is it K-E-Y or just K-Y? Whiskey and bologna. Now there's a weekend.
Isn't there C-K also and just K? Like there's all kinds of whiskey variations of spelling. Bologna is the food. Bologna is what the show is full of. That's what
Watch your mouth. That's hey, get us taken off the air here with that kind of talk.
Now, this is not scripted. I want to go to Jack live here. You and RJ were testing something out earlier. Is that a go or not?
Yeah, we're doing some audio clip testing. I think he's here, but.
So if RJ, are you there? If you are.
There's stupid everywhere, Ryan. I had too much stupid.
Brett's done. He's done with stupid.
More stupid. Stupid.
Are you going to be able to avoid stupidity?
Stupid.
More stupid. And don't be stupid.
Stupid bus is full today.
Maybe I'm the stupid one.
There's stupid everywhere, Ryan. I had.
Dean?
Oh, now dig up, stupid.
Dean?
Yeah. This is going great.
I love these guys. Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you what.
Shut up, Pinder.
More stupid. Oh, for Christ's sakes. I just have to be done. I can't go anymore today. I've had so much to. I didn't pack my kids a lunch because we woke up late, and I'm like, I'm just going to get them a sub, and I'll drop it off at the school.
Let that breathe. That's a good one.
This is going great.
So anyway, that's what we've got behind.
You can't see.
Thank you, RJ.
But I know, you're crying.
I'm tearing up.
So proud.
My son graduated from high school 2 weeks ago. I'm more proud today than I was then.
My hair blew off, Daddy. I hope that goddamn head was in it. My hair blew off, Daddy. I hope that goddamn head was in it.
Yes.
RJ's so proud, too. He's crying as well right now.
Montage! Yes!
We got a stupid montage from this show this year. I love it.
Well, it's fitting that that would be the first montage for this show, would be the stupid montage.
Yeah.
More stupid.
Yeah.
More stupid.
RJ and Jack, MVPs. Legends.
Yeah.
Well done, boys. Well done.
That's love going it. Over in the chat well, too. Love it.
Yeah. You know, 5-10 years from now, we might actually have this friggin' show up and rolling, you know?
Be nice.
We might actually have something going on.
Step one, take 5 to 10 years to get things rolling. Step two, profit.
Yeah, profit. Yeah. Well, you know what happened to Jack's rig yesterday? This is very behind the curtain.
Ooh.
Jack sent a photo to our group chat yesterday of his shit box of a Honda or whatever.
Yeah, it's
that he's
the PlayStation shit box. Yeah. That's what it
and it looks like somebody like took a samurai sword to your fender. and just peeled the metal back from the fender well. What happened?
Yeah, I was just driving home on Stony, and then like the plastic that like goes over the tire.
Yeah, like the wheel well guard wheel or whatever. Well, yeah, yeah.
Just shot out. So I literally drove home like that, and like this piece is just sticking out. People are fucking trying to weigh me down. Looks like complete shit. Let me get the photo.
Yeah.
So it's actually the inside of the fender well.
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I thought it looked like you'd run into something and just peeled your actual fender back. So that's not bad.
Would Village pay for that? Because they're saying used cars. That's in some kind of disrepair, though.
Anthony does not want that.
Yeah. I know they got $1 million. You're not going to get much of it with that, buddy.
And you know what? You don't get $1 million in the first place by making those kinds of deals.
That's true. Yeah.
That's not ideal. Well, why didn't you pull over, Jack?
I did pull over, and then I tried to yank the thing out, and like I couldn't. So I just fucking drove off with it. Like.
And you know, if we are gonna have a Flame Station shitmobile, RJ could do some graphic work for it because he's so good at that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hat flew off, Daddy.
Yeah.
Let's do some Betway and get the H out of here, shall we?
Well, before we do that, I think he's got the photo ready. So let's dance on this.
All right, let's see
Flames
what this
Nation
is.
Shipmobile.
Which I mean, listen, hey, I'm not. It sounds like I'm being. I don't mean to be mean.
Oh dear, yeah, that's not supposed to be there.
So like, what's
this dragon?
What's in front of your front tire? Are you not missing part of your fender?
Oh yeah, like that was already.
Did a monster take a bite out of your car? Look at this. What the hell is happening?
Dude, what is going on in your world? Like, it does. It looks like there's been a shock attack.
Seriously, Jaws came in and just took the front off this car here.
Well, I can see why the inside of your fender well came flying out.
Can you?
Speaking of which, did you see that video of the shark attack?
What?
Dude, it's not gone viral.
Good or not good?
It's not good.
Is there a happy ending, or do we need to not talk about it?
Nothing's good about it.
Okay.
Where was this? I took the...
It's going to be in Australia, because that's, of course, where my kids will be swimming in the ocean at some point.
No, I saw the video at first. I was like, oh, that's not good. And then I saw, I think it was on TMZ this morning, they went and got the shark that killed this guy. And it looks like it's a scene out of Jaws. It's really? Just offshore, and you see a guy swimming, and he's yelling for help, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, shit. Dean, why are you doing this on a Friday? We got Monday in like 3 days. Dropping this on us now?
Shark attack authorities capture and kill shark responsible for killing a man in Egypt.
Okay.
Videos popped up late Thursday showing the massive animal brought to shore by heavy-duty nets.
Animal, not killing machine. Odd terminology.
Terrifying video of the attack hit the internet from the Egyptian Red Sea. In it, you can see a man identified as fighting for his life as the shark continues to attack. This is not going to do any good for me.
It's not getting better. Dig up, stupid.
I don't like sharks. That whole thing. Oh, I want to go in. That's
swim
right.
With the
I want to go swim with the sharks and get in a shark cage. Are you fucking crazy? Helpless onlookers could only watch as the man was thrown about by the shark, at one point completely bringing his legs above the water in a handstand-like position. Finally, it appears the shark grabbed him by the upper torso before he disappeared below the surface.
You happy?
Not happy about it.
I had to finish that, didn't you?
It's going great. This is going great.
Nah, listen, yeah.
It's not that way.
Stay out of the water, I guess. So Betway bets of the day.
Okay, here we go, Betway.
I didn't play the video.
Jack's getting a little nervous here. Yeah. He made a mistake. I'm very excited.
This is my favorite
part when Jack knows.
Did he make a mistake? Did you F up the Betway bets?
It's the moment of truth. I have no idea.
Well, I'm very excited because today played right into it. It's been a while. It's only every 5 days. There's a weekend. It's been a while since we've been able to go back to this old jazz standard.
Get the Betway app on your phone. Bet the responsible way with Betway in Ontario, 19 and over. It is Betway, our proud betting partner of Barnburner and the Nation Network. I'll start with mine. You want to start with yours?
I do, because this is what I'm excited to see. Baseball tonight, Minnesota in Toronto. Jays have won 9 of 12 and 7 of 8.
Oh, that was
mine. That's not bad. Kikuchi over 5.5 Ks. Look how it's spelt. You start today, minus 138. And Bo Bichette, man, he's just been on a heater. Home runs galore against the Houston Astros. Plus 550 for an anytime Bichette slobber knocker. I'm going to take that.
Huh? Hitting dingers.
Ripping dingers, man.
All right.
My name's Big Al, and I like to hit dingers.
Hit dingers. Minnesota, Toronto. So did he hit? Does he have that? Is that
Kikuchi's spelt right? That's a nice change of pace. We went a week of that the wrong way.
5.5 Like who knows?
Yeah, that's all the right numbers. Minus, plus, 5.5 It's over. Oof. Shit. Yeah. Well done. Oof.
Big all right, exhale. Only over there. One more to go. I only had the one bet today.
Okay.
I'm going to the League of Canadian Football.
Ah, three downs.
Winnipeg v Hamilton. Bombers are good. I don't know what the Hamilton Ticats are. It's over a field goal, obviously. I'm going to say Winnipeg good at home, -4.5, -110.
Close the old gunslinger makes his debut in Hamilton.
There you go.
For so Hamilton,
I'm
not
going to go for the Bombers there in my lone Betway bet of the day. Betway.
Very good.
Betway bets. Betway, bet, 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 bet. So next week.
Well, we'll have that press conference announcing Huska on Monday, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're guessing.
Well, I mean, it's Elliot, right? Elliot's not usually wrong about that stuff.
Elliot's only about 99.9 accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good guy. That's good.
You know, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
You can't, because I think you're instantly, does he feel like a head coach? Does this guy feel like a head coach?
Find out pretty quick.
You find out. And my guess is there's probably a number of head coaches who have been very good. Chances are maybe some of them didn't feel like head coaches at the
100%.
Start. I'm guessing Paul Maurice probably at the time didn't feel like a head coach. I'm guessing John Cooper, soft-spoken John Cooper, despite success, there was some who would have looked at his upbringing or his, you know, his road through traditional path, yeah. Hockey is, I'm not sure this guy's a head coach. So
you heard the story how he got into it, eh? He needed to fill a certain amount of volunteer hours to get a posting to help some judge because he was a lawyer coming up. And there was some summer posting where he was going to help out a judge. And one of the things was, okay, but I'd love you to get in the community. And there's this hockey team. If you wanted to help out with that, that could help your case. He just won at every level since.
Yeah.
All the way to the top, baby.
You like good things happening to good people, and if Ryan Huska is the new head coach of the team, then that is certainly the case. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get your bologna on. We'll be back on Monday. And, press conference. We'll have a cup.
We'll either have a cup champion next week, right?
It's going to be because it's...
It's 3-1 or 2-2 next time we do a show.
2-2, so...
It's different universes.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Adios.
Appreciate you.
Right, would say go Cats.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.